your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159, hour number two here on the grid on a Wednesday night, getting ready here. We got the golf too, Joe. Let's not forget that later on. The 3M out in Minnesota.
Finau.
Yeah, he's won here before. He's on my card, Joe.
You know what he's got? You know what he's got, Carver? He's got pedigree. And Joe Lisi with the Encyclopedia of College Football, Mike Carver. There he is.
Gary Barnett. Right. I mean, you know,
I'm in summer mode. I'm sorry. I apologize.
And then
I
didn't he go right to Colorado after that? Didn't he go to Colorado after?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Took a whole Gary bunch of Barnett. Money to go to Colorado, and you want to know what he did for them? Nothing. He was awful in Colorado. Stole money from the Buffaloes.
Well, he certainly wasn't Bill McCartney.
Am I wrong about his tenure as the Colorado head coach?
He had one or two good seasons.
You'll stump for anyone around here. If anyone's ever been involved with college football, you will find a way to defend them or back them in some way, shape, or form.
What is anybody. That? I bash coaches all the time.
The only place I've ever seen you talk poorly about, and you never will say a nice thing about, is Akron, and that's because they whacked Terry. That's the only reason you get on Akron because of what they did to Terry. And other than that, you bring anybody up, any school, and you got to always turn the bright side on it. Always.
Okay, so let me be honest with you, okay? He was 10-3 in 2001. He was 9-5 in 2002. If I'm not mistaken, in 2001, and I have to look back, it's when he had Chris Brown at running back, and they lost to Texas in the Big 12 championship game. I could be wrong. If I'm not mistaken, Major Applewhite or Chris Sims were the quarterback then. I got to look back at that 10-3 team. But, I mean, he had some success. Not a lot, you know. But he wasn't Carl Durrell at Colorado. You know? He wasn't Carl Durrell.
Nobody was. Nobody has been.
He lost. There it is. They beat Texas 39-37 that game. That was the game, I believe, with Brown. They had the running back. He was good back in the day. I think it was a Tennessee Titan, Chris Brown, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was Chris Brown, right? No.
I don't know, Joe. Joe, you and these guys, these just what? No importance like to any of these guys.
History
a
of
small blip on the radar, you know, these guys that you bring
you know why,
up.
You know why? No lasting
impact whatsoever.
Let me just say this. You know what your problem is? You're a total East Coast guy. New York fans, I love them. I hate them. You know how it is. And you know this better than anybody. The New York fan, narrow-minded. They only know about their team and not the national landscape.
That's nonsense.
Please,
you're right
a New
about
York
other
guy.
People. That's not me. That's not me.
I didn't say you.
You said you're typical East Coast guy. You went after me. No, you're wrong.
That's why I love doing the show with you.
I'm in the minority on the Northeast in terms of college football knowledge. I'm in the minority. I know.
Like this.
Don't
even know where Eli Manning went to college. Let me just take care of Eddie Salazar because he said, when are we going to talk about his Ohio State? Eddie, a great listener of the show.
Columbus Eddie loves the Buckeyes.
So let me just say this, Eddie. Congrats. You got the national championship last year. Ryan Day finally did it with the help of Jim Knowles and obviously Chip Kelly, okay, and Jeremiah Smith. Not to take anything away. You stepped up. This year, 10.5, sold, okay? You know Quinshon Judkins. No Travion Henderson, no Will Howard, no Jim Knowles, and the schedule is difficult. So 10-2 at best. I said it, not Carver. I said it, Eddie. And Ryan Day ain't going to be crying. It's Ohio versus everybody.
I'm tired of his act. You know that.
Ugh. Ohio versus everybody. Him with that.
Man, it would be so great if Texas went in there and beat them the first game. Oh, it would be so great.
Now, that's a fishy line. You got the quarterback advantage, Arch Manning over whoever.
How do they have the quarterback advantage? This guy's barely played, Arch. He's barely played. How does he got the quarterback advantage?
You're serious?
Arch is the little engine that could. We don't know anything about Arch yet. We don't know how good Arch is.
I know.
Little engine that could.
Julian's saying. Right. Julian Sain is a freshman, okay? And Arch Manning's the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. But you're not going to say they're going to give them a quarterback advantage? Seriously? What I find
he's got to do it first.
I'll agree with you. I'm just saying.
We got to see it.
I could smash you right now. This is
Ohio State's been a quarterback factory over there. I mean, they're just Ryan Day churns him out.
Let me just say this. Here's the issue. How is that line going up? It went up to 3.5, and they bet it down to 2.5 now. How did that line go up in the offseason, and all of a sudden, that was a divergence, and now they brought it back down under the key number at 3, which is pretty interesting, considering that Arch Manning is the all-world quarterback. No? Tell you what, I might lay the 2.5. I might lay the 2.5. How about that?
So much for Boone and this umpire making nice. He just got tossed. So much for them making nice earlier in the night after a bad call. Now Boone's getting his money's worth, Joe. You always got to get your money's worth after you get ejected.
I'm not afraid. Okay? What do you think about that? Here we go.
Boone, this guy's giving Boone the business now, Joe.
Oh,
he's
give
in
him
Boone's
the business.
Face. He's in his face. They're going toe to toe here, these two.
Still?
Yeah, now finally one of the other umps has come in to usher him away. But they were hot.
Aaron Boone's a hack. He's a hack. Aaron Boone. Guy's a complete hack. He's a complete hack.
So you think someone else is winning the Big Ten this year, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's Ohio State. I don't think it's Penn State either. I'll tell you who I'll take
who
a shot
at. Tough guy.
Tough guy? Oh, tough guy. You calling me tough guy? I take a shot on either Michigan or
Oregon. Dan Lanning, you know, said, Mr. Safe. I'll take Dan Lanning. That's a safe. Go out and give me a dark horse here, Joe.
37-1. I told you last night, Matty Rhule. Come on.
I'll give you a long shot.
I'll give you a long shot. Washington.
I'll give you a long shot.
Williams.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Okay, you and Big Ten, Ben. Yeah, you and Big Ten, Ben. Yeah,
well,
and Big Brett.
I don't know that Ben's in on Illinois. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
I feel they've got maybe
Luke Altmyer.
The best quarterback in the conference. Maybe. And that might get them to the homeland. Yeah, great schedule, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, 5-4 Rays. 5-4 Rays.
Now all the overs are coming.
A while, Joe. That was quiet for a little while. Right. After they scored 8 runs in the first 2 innings, things have got quiet there. 1-0 Rangers. Still with the Seager homer. Man, the Yankee defense is pathetic. All over the field. Should have been a single for Guerrero. And this Dominguez bobbles it out there. He goes to second. And then the guy, that was Volpe, at second, was taking the throw and it gets by him. Like, what is happening out there?
I don't know. Here's what I do know. The Yankees aren't going anywhere. They're going to make the playoffs. They're not going anywhere. Stick a fork in them. They're not winning a World Series.
Joe just comes right in over the top. Pow!
They're not.
Give it to him, Matias. Pow!
Pow!
Comes right in.
He's on break.
Well, they're going to make the playoffs.
There it is.
2-run homer for Bichette. 8-4 Blue Jays. 8-4 Blue Jays.
That was the game.
That was the game. Pow! See, the thing is, they're going to make the playoffs because there isn't any like great, great teams in the AL. Everyone makes it now. And they're going to bully all the bad teams. See, they bully enough bad teams to where they're going to make it. They'll be
all right. All right, you said it and nobody else. Everybody has the answers.
I mean, they will not do a thing in the playoffs. They'll do nothing in the playoffs. But they'll bully
and they'll bring back Aaron Boone again. Scrape this guy up like he's the second coming of who? Yogi Berra?
He's got a lifetime job.
Must be nice.
He's got a lifetime job.
Okay. All right.
Pathetic from the Yankees here. Pathetic. Really is. Oh, man. Did he get it, Joe? This Mangum? No. Oh, the guy dropped it out and left. More bad defense, Joe. More bad defense. This time from the White Sox.
Wow.
6-4 Rays. 6-4 Rays. How much you got that banged up to?
10.5.
One more. Base is still loaded. How did he not catch that? He just completely whiffed. That was embarrassing. That was, Joe, since you don't have that game on, I'll give you a comparison. That was like Judge in the World Series in center field. Remember that ball that came right at Judge? That's what what the guy in the White Sox just did. Just completely missed it.
Interesting.
All right, Joe, let's get back to it.
Sure.
Who else from today you got for me? This first, I heard a little bit of this Jed Fish. This guy. I know, I could see why you backed this guy. What's their number?
7.5. Damon Williams is the real deal. Their defense will step up. And I think there could be a 9-win football team.
Helps when you start Colorado State, UC Davis. It's a good way to start.
Mm-hmm.
At Washington State, the Apple Cup. Apple Cup at Pullman this year.
Mm.
Ohio State at Maryland, home Rutgers at Michigan, home Illinois at Wisconsin, home Purdue at UCLA, home Oregon. So they got three trips they got to take east. I don't know, Joe. I don't know if you could trust this team to win 8 games yet.
Why not?
I don't like it.
All right. Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm selling. I'll take the under. I'll sell. Okay. Not even a stay
I'll
away.
Buy it.
I'll take the under.
I'll buy it from you.
All right.
All right. I'll buy it so from we should you. Just no make, problem.
Just make the bet ourselves and cut out the juice. Yeah. Is that what
Sounds
you're saying?
Sounds good. Yeah. How much you want, hero? Ourselves. How much you want? Juice.
Here we go. All right, we got big dog it. I know.
Come big on, hero. Come All on, right. hero.
Big dog in it.
No? Big dog in it. Okay.
7-4 Rays. 7-4 Rays, Joe.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, it's your night.
Is it my night? Night? It's not my night. Not tonight. I lost. I had won that one game tonight. I had the over in the Baltimore game. No good. No good. Mm-mm.
You,
no shot.
Do you have a problem with all these guys basically going after the SEC as hard as they have been the last couple of days in these conferences?
I have no problem. They should go after the SEC, but it's put up or shut up time. And if we're comparing the schedules of the garbage Big Ten that really has the likes of Maryland and, you know, all the other bottom feeders, Minnesota and all those teams, I mean, could we get real Michigan State, all those bottom feeders that they have to play? I mean, come on. I'd much rather go toe-to-toe with the likes of Miss State and you know, who's a Florida was a down team, and yet they smashed teams. I mean, come on. I mean, let's get real. Even Vanderbilt would, Pavia, look at that. They stepped up. Kentucky, you're telling me Kentucky can't beat half the teams in the Big Ten? And Kentucky sucked last year. We make the Big Ten out to be like it's this worldly conference. And I know, back-to-back national champions, and there you go, they did it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kyle Teal with a homer for the White Sox. 6-5 Tampa. I have this Robert. Can Robert homer here, Joe? Can this Luis Robert homer?
Sure. Why not?
Come on.
Why not?
Like,
why not us?
On. Why not us? That's what I say. Why not us? Why can't this happen for us?
I don't know. Don't know, Carver.
A little bit further. Like, I need this Langoliers more, though. That would really be the sweet spot right now. It's Langoliers. Let's do the golf here, Joe. Who do you got?
I got definitely Finau this week as first-round leader. And deep shots. You ready? You ready?
Deep shots? All right, sure.
Yeah. What do you got? All right, hang on. How about Webb Simpson at 150-1?
Okay.
How about this Nicky Hardy at 220-1?
It's a deep shot, I'll give you that.
And then I've been eyeing this guy. I've been watching him, how he's been playing over the last few weeks. And earlier in the season, his technique was a little off, which was affecting his score, and he missed a bunch of cuts. But now it seems like he's sort of righted the ship, and he's got his short game back in order. So for me, I'm really looking as he's a bomb, but I'm really looking at him to make a move, this Lanto Griffin.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
You don't,
that sounds good.
Lanto, you don't think Lanto's got a shot?
I'll tell you what kind of shot he has if you really want me to.
Sure. Tell me.
You want to know what kind of shot Lanto has?
Yeah.
No shot.
Well, why does he have no shot?
Because he has no shot. He's Lanto Griffin.
So
no shot.
You just said that this is a jabroni event.
Well, there's some guys. I mean, there's some guys in here that need it. Remember, we're getting close now to the FedEx Cup playoffs. Lots of guys need the points.
Well, this Lanto Griffin is 37 years old. And
I'm looking at. So you might as well. Might as well save it.
What are you talking about?
There's no point trying to sell him.
Back, look at all these wins on his resume. 2019.
What was his last one?
2019 Houston Open.
He's been grinding it out there, I know. He's been really grinding it.
You're saying this guy's just making a living?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Here comes his Langoliers. Come on. I'm on Finau at 40. Emiliano Grillo at 50. Cam Champ at 50. Eric Van Rooyen at 90. Cam Davis, 120. First round leaders, Wyndham Clark, 40. Jake Afternoon Knapp, 40. Keith Mitchell, 60. Chris Kirk, 90. Slammin' Sammy Valamaki, 100. And you know it, Joe. I've seen a lot of people touting this guy this week. Big things expected from him. Skins at 120-1 for first round leader this week.
Okay. I'll root it in for you. I just want to go back to this Lanto Griffin. He's got $8 million in career earnings. Okay. He's been, you know, he peaked out in 2022. He had $3 million earned in 2020, 1.5 in 21, 1.6 in 22, and then he hit the skids. 500,000, 500,000, and he's already got 468,000 under his belt already. So he's almost got his career last 2 years earnings under the belt already. So why can't this guy step up?
Yeah, I don't know. He stinks, Joe.
You know what? I'm backing this guy. Lanto Griffin. I will. The fact that you don't like him, now I know I have a shot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. A's tied at 1-1 with the Rangers. And then this kid, Hellman's mayonnaise, just made a great catch out in center field to end the inning. You want to know who's in the make the cut parlay this week?
I thought that's only on majors. I didn't know you could do it like every week.
I've been doing it every week.
Okay.
Seamus Power.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Davis.
Right.
Eric Van Rooyen.
Van Rooyen. Ooh, good pedigree.
Eric Cole.
He's so good.
Johnny Vegas.
Vegas is always in the portfolio.
Lee, don't call me Gil Hodges.
Of course. Yes.
Emiliano Grillo.
Grillo, little Argentinian with the big heart.
Ricky Fowler.
You went back to Fowler. He hasn't been in your portfolio.
He needs the points. He's been playing well.
What's his
now?
Yeah.
And Rico Hoey.
You went one to one of my guys, Rico Hoey.
Brady was talking up Rico Hoey on Coast to Coast today, big time. Cam was out on assignment, so Brady did the Golf Wednesday hit. And he's got Rico Hoey on the card, was talking him up.
Okay.
That is one of your guys. I'll tell you, Joe, been knocking on the door.
Rico?
Yeah, knocking on the door, playing well.
You think he found something?
This real Muto homers. Everybody homered for the Phillies tonight except Trey Turner. Everybody. Castellanos, Schwarber, Harper, Real Muto, Stott. Everybody except Turner. Homered for the Phillies tonight.
Interesting.
Sick.
Interesting. So now what?
Unbelievable. It is what it is. What are you going to do?
I just think we just
let it
ride
out. What do we got tomorrow,
out?
Joe, for talking season? Who's on deck tomorrow?
I don't know. You tell me. You like that stuff.
I got the list.
7-5 Rays. Yeah, everybody scored.
I guess Fickle said nothing exciting. I didn't see one clip of Luke Fickle.
He's a boring guy, Luke Fickle.
Same thing with this Braun. Braun didn't say anything of substance. Thursday schedule in Vegas. Kirk Ferentz.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Odom.
Okay.
Deshaun Foster. I hope he does better than he did last year at Big Ten Media Day.
Oh, Deshaun Foster, huh? We're out there in California.
Jonathan Smith. And then the closers for the week, Lincoln Riley and Sherrone Moore.
All right. Okay. Now what?
Who's talking tomorrow?
It's all window dressing until some of these teams step up. When are we going to get on Lincoln Riley? Like, I'm serious. When are we going to get on Lincoln Riley for just being an average coach? This guy, Caleb Williams and all these quarterbacks that he coached, Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield. Okay, so great. He's a great position coach. As a head coach, he's not good. Could we call it what it is? He was looked at as the savior of this USC program. He's done nothing but regress. Nothing but regress. And he still gets the benefit of the doubt. When are we going to call this guy out for not earning this pay? I'm just curious. No, we never call him out. What's his paycheck? I'm curious.
I will tell you. I think he's done a bad job there.
He gets $11.5 million a year. $11.5 million a year.
The first 2 years he was there, he allegedly had the best quarterback in college football. I say allegedly had the best. You would have said Jaden Daniels, obviously, but allegedly had the best quarterback in college football. His first 2 years in UC at USC.
Let me ask you this. Is this regression 11-3, 8-5, 7-6? Is that regression?
Yeah, it's going the wrong way. And it's only going to get worse in this Big Ten. Only going to get worse. Could be 6-6 this year.
How about this? Conference games. 8-1, 5-4, 4-5. Is that regression? That regression.
You're not going to get a fight from me on the Lincoln Riley stuff. He's done a very bad job.
$11.5 million at USC gets you a 26-14 overall record and 17-10 now in the Big Ten. Great job, Lincoln. Hey, great job there, Link.
It's a lot of money though, Joe. They're not going to swallow that. So you're saying now that he was a product, you were saying that because Stoops had built that so well at Oklahoma that he was just riding the tails of that at Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
You don't think he's a good coach?
I don't think he's a good coach at all. I'll give you three games in particular. How about in 2017 when he lost the Rose Bowl to Kirby Smart with an 18-point lead? He made no second-half adjustments. He had a veteran quarterback and no second-half adjustments, and Kirby Smart outcoached him that game. And it got worse each year in big matchups. Yeah, I mean, Iowa State and Matt Campbell didn't outcoach him as a 19.5-point dog in Norman. We can go on about the big games he's lost. Kyle Whittingham, first year in the Pac-12 championship game with Caleb. Oh, Caleb was hurt. Okay, all you had to do was basically not turn the football over, and they win a Pac-12 championship. But oh, by the way, you lose. And oh, by the way, you lost the Cotton Bowl that year to Tulane.
That was gutless.
Okay. I mean, he loses to Mike Loxley in Maryland.
Can't do that.
I mean, we're talking about but USC.
I'm interested to see this year, Joe, because last year was obviously a major adjustment for, and I know the East Coast teams have to go west, but I feel like it's different for the West Coast teams going east. I feel like it's a different kind of travel. Maybe it's because you're losing the hour, you know, whatever.
Well, here it is. You ready? You ready? Yeah. They're going to start off 4-0. Here we go. Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue.
They've adopted the SEC scheduling policy. That's okay. Just like Cignetti, they've adopted that policy.
All right. Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, Michigan State, Illinois, Michigan, and Michigan's in their house. They should be a 9-win football team. Here we go. Nebraska in Lincoln. That's a tough game. Northwestern, Iowa, at Oregon, and UCLA.
What are the road games? Give me just the road games on the Big Ten side. What are their Big Ten road games?
Notre Dame. Well, out of conferences, Notre Dame. No, all right. Nebraska, Oregon, Illinois, Purdue, and that's it.
So really, three trips east for them. Purdue, Wisconsin, and I think you said Illinois was the other one, right? Purdue,
Nebraska.
Wisconsin, and Illinois.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Nebraska.
But that's not East Coast. That's Midwest.
But they're traveling east. Three trips traveling east.
All right. Oh, got it.
Okay. There's a science to this stuff, Joe. You gotta.
Oh yeah.
You gotta, science. You gotta crunch these things together. You gotta really narrow things down. You gotta get to the heart of the matter.
Heart of the matter. Okay. The heart of the matter is this. You ready? You ready for the heart of the matter? The heart of the matter is this. Are they going to get over their win total, which is 7.5?
Sell.
There you go.
Who's the quarterback?
Mayava. Mayava.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So that's that. I mean, it's tough when there's not a lot of live baseball. Let me tell you what's going on tomorrow. It's Thursday. There's only a couple of games. As well, one afternoon game, which is, by the way, you didn't tell me that Red Sox, the Phillies ended up tying that game at 6, huh?
Yeah, 6-6.
That was the Real Muto homer. That must have been the Real Muto home run that did that. Morton and Allen, Orioles Guardians, the only afternoon game at 1:00 with a flat 9, Joe. Flat 9.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? I'm a little the only games I like tomorrow. I like the Padre game. Padre and Cards.
Padres will have Darvish against Sonny Gray. And of course, that's because you like going after Sonny Gray. It's an 8.5.
I just think the Padres match up well with them, and I'm willing to take a shot with Severino and Alexander with the Astro game.
Well, it could be Severino. I know that they've got a TBD listed in a couple places as well.
ESPN has Severino. I don't know.
Okay, well, they're wrong most of the time.
So
whoa, so you're trying to say I don't know what I'm talking about? I guess you
need to replay the thing where I said they are wrong most of the time. They are wrong most of the time. There you go. Is that better?
All right, Riddler.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah.
That's an 8.5. I think I like that one a lot. And the A's are playing a dead under here tonight, 1-1 in the seventh. Just doesn't help anybody. It really doesn't. Lauer and Olson, Jays and Tigers, is an 8.5.
That has an
Tigers got
old.
Swept by the Pirates this week.
Yeah.
Late night.
Remember when I said we should have taken the Pirates to get to 60 wins or 70 wins, and you were against
70, and they're not going to get there. They're not. They got swept by the White Sox to start the second half. Then they swept the Tigers. Joe, they are not winning 70 games. They're not. They're not winning 70 games. They have no shot. And they're going to trade away their entire team next week. They're finished. Evans and Kikuchi. Late night for the Mariners and the Angels. The only late night game. It's a flat 9. I like that one.
You think we go after Kikuchi again?
Yeah. And this Evans, this Bob Evans. We'll go after him too.
Bob Evans, isn't that a restaurant chain?
That's correct, Joe. That's why I said that.
Bobby Evans? Let me tell you, that's precisely what I was saying. They make fantastic egg whites, Bob Evans.
Do they?
Yeah. Buy them. I put them in the shake. Bobby Evans egg whites.
I didn't know that they were out on their own with stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
So, there you go.
All right. And then tomorrow we'll do the Friday slate. Of course, everybody will be back in action on Friday. In fact, Joe, I think that Friday we also get, correct me if I'm wrong, the Cubs and White Sox are playing at the White Sox, so there's no businessman special.
No.
On Friday. I always like when the Cubs play at home Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I know. You love that.
Hey, did you alt up that total in the Cub game today?
I get...
Did you? Did you alt up the total in the Cub game today? What'd you have it with?
Just forget it.
What'd you have it with?
It doesn't matter what I had it with. It would have been a winner. I needed 12.5.
What was it, 8-4?
Yeah. And they had second and third with one out, and they couldn't convert on the top
nine. I needed Suzuki in that game. I'm so fortunate. No Suzuki.
No Suzuki, but we go after Kikuchi.
Kikuchi, Joe! One of the all-time greats. We'll go after him tomorrow night. Oh, Dodgers this weekend, Joe. Red Sox, Dodgers.
Light a match and set it aflame. Light a match
Braves,
and
Rangers,
set it ablaze.
Dead under games. Braves, Rangers. Phillies, Yankees. Phillies-Yankees this weekend. It's got some potential, right?
Yeah, why not?
Unbelievable. This Langford. All right, Joe. There you go. I have a couple of NFL things I want to do with you before we get out of here.
Well, all right. Let's talk NFL before we call it a night.
Trey Hendrickson and Terry McLaurin. Joe's not going to be able to take too much more of that if that continues on. Did you see this Ballard talking about Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, and I brought that up today. He compared Baker and Sam Darnold that moved on to other teams. The only difference with Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield is both of those guys in college had one. Well, Baker Mayfield had one of the highest completion percentages in FBS in the 70s, his final year in Oklahoma, and Sam Darnold was like 63, 64%. Anthony Richardson was 57. And oh, by the way, he's got a bum bum shoulder. So if you want a better comparison for Anthony Richardson as a quarterback, how about Tim Tebow? Because he couldn't throw in the NFL either, and we ran his ass out of the league. So I'm just saying, no? When you have a quarterback that completes 47% of his passes, 47% is a first-round draft pick. Get him out of there. Scrape him up and move him out.
He says no. Was healthy, he's got to hold on to him and make sure
if he was healthy, nurture him. Yeah, Trey Lance was gone in 3 years, too. I mean, and everybody's All-American. They pumped him up. Where's he now?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, Joe, I told you who was doing the Big Ten tomorrow.
Oh.
But I did not tell you who was doing the ACC. Well, I told you who was doing the who was scheduled to speak. Now, the ACC, Joe, is a big day. First of all, you got Bill O'Brien, who you love, to start the day off. That's one of your guys.
Here we go.
Dabo. Mm-hmm. This is the day. Manny Diaz.
Your boy, Manny.
I love Manny. We got to look at them tomorrow.
You put a lot of money in your pocket. He put a lot of money in your pocket.
Duke's been very good to me. Manny Diaz, we love him. Dabo. And the big one, Joe, of course, on the final day of ACC Media Week is good old Bill, North Carolina. Bill Belichick.
That's it. They made them stay all week to get to the old man. If they put him there and rolled him out day one, they'd all be gone by day two.
Trust me, Joe, there's plenty that are only showing up for tomorrow. They weren't there the last 2 days. There's plenty of national media that are just coming in tomorrow.
Bill Belichick. Bill, or as my father calls him, Balanchick.
Balanchick.
And Balanchick. So.
I can't wait to hear him tomorrow. He's always got.
But I will say this. There was a lot of media circus about 2 months ago. You haven't heard a peep. We're in football season. This is eerily similar to New England. Let me just say, you haven't heard it buttoned up and buckled up. Not a peep coming out of
suddenly,
that program.
Suddenly, Joe, you don't hear about the girlfriend anymore either. So the words, the law has been laid down. It's time to lay low. It's time to stop talking. It's time for football. That's it. No more interviews, no more morning shows, no more books, no more anything
else. No more 60 minutes, no more 60 minutes.
This is
it. Kenny Loggins, this is it. Yes, no Casey in the Sunshine Band. No Casey in the Sun. This is Kenny Loggins, this is it.
Huey Lewis in the News is who does this. This is it. Please let me know.
No.
Either way, Bill is the main event on Thursday at the ACC down there. So
okay,
everybody will be excited. I'm sure he'll have some response to Narduzzi's comments.
Oh, you think he's going to
I guess he'll be in the title game. I guess he'll be in the championship game. Do they play each other?
I think they do. Hang on. Let's see.
I mean, you're just quick with the schedule.
No,
I got you here.
He doesn't play him. No.
All right.
No. But I tell you who's going to get smacked around is that Justin Wilcox in California, October 27th. Bill, take him to the woodshed. Well,
TCU, that's the Monday night Labor Day opener for North Carolina. At Charlotte. Why the hell are they going on the road to Charlotte? Richmond at UCF is the non-con.
Oh, they got
Clemson at Cal, Virginia at Syracuse.
Wait until you see the defensive wizard go up against Cade Klubnik in that game. The defensive wizard, lock him up and put him down. Under in that game. defensive Wizards going to have to whatever that total is under. No?
Yeah, probably.
You know Bill Belichick's scheme against rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. You know about that. Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he also had seasoned, grizzled veteran professionals who it was given the information. Not kids. You know.
What did he have? Seasoned. What?
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Grizzled.
Grizzled.
Veteran.
Professionals. Yeah.
Seasoned, you're grizzled. Veteran.
So you're trying to say
professionals.
You're trying to say
not. Not kids. Mike Loxley was saying, leave the Louis belt at the door before you come in here with the banking statement. Joe, good job. Good job by Matthias Bravel. Carver Lisi Sports for Radio. Cassie, you can see them all.